Power struggles between the legislative and executive branches are not anything new, but one brewing in Montpelier these days is unique. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the administration's decision to block internet entertainment sites has spawned a battle between top lawmakers and executive branch techies.
A few months ago, lawmakers began noticing something odd about their internet browsers. Pandora.com, for instance, once a source of diverse musical offerings, now produced a mostly blank white page with the message, "Server not found." Efforts to access entertainment sites like Hulu, Spotify, Slacker.com, and four other sites were similarly futile. The problem, however, wasn't with the servers. Rather, someone had blocked the sites intentionally.
I mean, we constantly monitor our bandwidth as far as how much bandwidth we have, whether or not we're seeing delays on bandwidth for our internet connection. And if we are, then we look to investigate why we're seeing bandwidth that's unusual. And we try and take actions to solve any of those issues that come up.
That's Richard Bowes, the commissioner of the Department of Information and Innovation and the man who made the call to scrap lawmakers' access to the sites. Bowes wasn't picking on legislators specifically. No one on the state internet system can access those sites anymore. Entertainment sites had been consuming more than 7% of the state's data transfer capacity, and Bowes says blocking the sites made more sense than spending precious dollars on bandwidth that already cost the state about $1.6 million annually.
When we got to a point where bandwidth was negatively affecting state applications and that they were slowing down with services to Vermonters, then we looked to say, okay, do we have to spend more? Or do we take some other action?
Senate President John Campbell calls the move an assault on the independence of the legislative branch.
I don't have a lot of confidence in them. And what is really deeply concerning is that they would think that they have the right to unilaterally make a decision affecting the legislature.
Campbell, House Speaker Shap Smith, and the chairman and vice chairman of the Legislative IT Committee penned a letter to Bowes in mid-March demanding he immediately reverse the decision. Bowes has yet to comply. In fact, the movie and television streaming site Netflix has since been added to the list of forbidden sites. Campbell says he doesn't condone idle web surfing.
I don't think that legislators should be watching movies when they're up here or listening to music. We have jobs to do.
But Campbell says it isn't the administration's job to police them.
For them to think that they should not be challenged, that whatever their rule is, that's what happens. And it's quite dictatorial.
Bowes says the installation of new firewalls over the next few months will allow for more targeted internet blocking protocols. Until then, he says, as goes state government, so goes the legislature.
We do not have an ability to block something for the legislature and nobody else. So we block on our internet connection, which is shared by the entire state.
That answer doesn't satisfy Campbell. If Bowes doesn't relent, Campbell says lawmakers may have to familiarize the commissioner with their own brand of power.
We may just end up taking care of it from a budgetary standpoint, i.e. that we control DII's budget.
Campbell says he expects to meet with Bowes this week. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.